Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday? On Wednesday,
it's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
Which haven't been able to like turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
That's right. Every week we turn the page from one game to the next. And we're not turning the page all the way to next week's Packers game. Because, damn it, you don't want the Bears to fall into a trap. Averill Akbar,
it's a trap.
This is a real defense. Second in yards per game are the Cleveland Browns. 17th in points per game at 23 points per game. They're 13th in rushing. They are first in net passing yards, because, folks, that includes sacks. They're second in the NFL with 44 sacks. Myles Garrett has 20. He has 20. The defensive tackle Malik Collins has 6.5, but he's on injured reserve. There are others, though, have 1 or 2. But, folks, Myles Garrett has 20 sacks.
To put that into perspective, Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary have a combined 20 sacks.
And Myles Garrett is so far and away the best player on this team. Everybody knows it. He's the top of the scouting report and has been for his entire career, and he still has 20 sacks. Carson Schwesinger leads them in tackles. Devin Bush, the former Steelers, had a good year at linebacker as well. Look, the special teams are real bad, 31st or 29th in all the punt and kickoff categories. Let's remember that. The offense is bad overall, but it's a different thing now. Look, they're 29th in points per game. They're 30th in yards per game. They're 29th on third down, 16th in red zone. But three different quarterbacks have thrown for 700 yards. It's Shador Sanders' world now.
He is now the starting quarterback, even though for some strange reason, his head coach kind of doesn't want him to be. It's a very, very weird thing that's going on there.
Their leading receiver is a tight end, Harold Fannin. Jerry Jeudy is the best wide receiver, but he's a mess.
He's a very messed up player. Steve Smith nailed that scouting report.
The running backs, Quinshon Judkins has 784 yards rushing, leads all rookies. My guy, 130.
So my last name, Jeudy. People sometimes call me short for Jew, like one Jew. Yeah. So I just got a Jewish star. So yeah. I'm not Jewish, though.
Okay. This is a strange man. Quinshon Judkins leads all rookies. He's got 130 more yards than Ashton Jeanty. Kyle Manungai's third among rookies, by the way. Judkins' former teammate Trevion Henderson is fourth. But anyway, that's a little capsule on the Browns. Here's what Ben Johnson has to say about the 3-10 Cleveland Browns.
He's just a complete player. I think when you look at the size and strength and speed, it's just a unique package where he really has it all.
Miles Garrett, folks.
Very strong. He's got that bull rush that can take a tackle and put him on roller skates and walk him right back into the quarterback, which happens quite a bit because every team that you see on tape, I mean, they have a plan for him to slow him down, and yet the chip gets off of him and he just still walks that tackle on back into the quarterback. And so he does a great job with that. And then, you know, heaven forbid you ever leave him one-on-one, and that's really where, you know, he shows up. He's almost unblockable that way in pass protection. So a lot of respect for him. He's done an incredible job. And, you know, just to look at the number of double teams, triple teams that you see on tape, and yet he still has 20 sacks on the season, it's pretty remarkable, and it's a special season for him, no doubt.
Ben, what attributes have you seen in Shakur Sanders, and does he remind you of anyone, either personality-wise or what you see on film?
No, I think he's doing a great job as a rookie. You know, he was able to sit in and soak in that offense over the course of the spring and the summer and early in the season, and you can tell that that's probably benefited him to a degree because now he's able to go out there and let it loose. He does a great job of, you know, extending the play and creating on his own as well. So I think Stefanski does a phenomenal job. You know, he's played with not only Shadur, but also, you know, the other rookie quarterback. And I think he does what he can to help those guys develop and find some easy completions to get them in a rhythm and get them going. And they're dangerous players. I mean, they can get hot and make you hurt in a hurry. So last 3 weeks, you kind of feel a little bit of a spark there on offense with Shadur out there.
Boy, I just realized the national opinionists are probably going to have a field day with Shadur versus Caleb, aren't they? And if, can you imagine if Shadur looks further along than Caleb in any way to the casual observer? We will see. Here's Teron Armstead, who was on this show 1 hour ago, the former All-Pro tackle, talking about Miles Garrett, who he tried to block a lot.
He's a problem, man. He's a problem. Like, as throughout my career, as I would game plan and dissect rushers, I try to take away what they're best at. So if it's a power guy, I'm going to get on him early. If it's a speed guy, I'm going to meet him at a point kind of deeper in the pocket. If it's a guy that has a spin, I'm looking to take that away the entire game. This man does everything at the highest level. So at the end of the day, my game plan for Miles, well, let's go do it. Let's go dance, baby. Let's really just line up best on best and let's do it. It's really like you go out and you compete at the highest level when you got somebody that can, even though you do everything right, they can still beat you. Okay, I'm going to go do everything right. I'm going to play physical, fast, and we're going to dance. That's really the approach for when you got a guy like Miles Garrett. You shy away from it at any moment, he got you. It'll get ugly. You go battle. You go compete at the highest level. That's it. That's all you
want
to do.
And did you want help? Did you get no help? How did that play out?
If you guys knew Sean Payton, he wasn't he's a do your job type of guy.
How about that?
Sean Payton did not help.
Nope. He wasn't going to help you. Chip help is not going to be there for you, Teron. Yeah. Max Protect is not walking through that door.
Just like Matt Nagy when it comes to Cleveland.
Well,
images of that will never leave my head.
There have been a lot of disasters, recent disasters for the Bears with Cleveland.
We'll touch on some of that tomorrow. But right now they have a disaster of a head coach in his sixth year already.
Yeah, and a lot of people wondering if it'll be his last. Here's what Kevin Stefanski had to say about your Chicago Bears.
It's a great rush attack, not just the runners who are very, very, very good, but the offensive line, the tight ends, the receivers all block. So it's a good scheme. They have various schemes that they can get to, whether it's the zone game or the gap scheme game. The runners are dangerous in that they have the ability on the perimeter. They can run between the tackles. So it's a huge challenge for our defense, and obviously it's a huge focus for us going in this game.
Caleb Williams also in the run game. He uses his legs a lot. So how does that kind of, that duality of his skill set present challenges for you guys?
he's a really, really good young player. He's can make a ton of plays, both on schedule and off schedule, as elite arm talent to throw the ball around the field. And then to your point, Kelsey, he can really get he's very elusive, extremely elusive. He can get out of the pocket to the left, to the right, vertical in the pocket. He's a hard guy to bring down, and that adds another element to their team, and in this case, their run offense.
Just what's unique about the way the Bears, and him specifically, what they do to, you know, to kind of maximize that ability to operate on?
Well, he's terrific off schedule. He's also really good on schedule as well. And they run the ball at a very high clip. They have play action at a high clip. So those are they're putting the quarterback in advantageous spots in a lot of their offense. And he does have the ability, like we were just talking about with Tom, he does have the ability then when it's not there to be elusive, get outside the pocket and make a play.
As an offensive mind yourself, just what stands out most about like Ben Johnson, the system he runs? We've seen his offense, especially in Detroit, he's so effective, and he's brought a lot of that over to Chicago. Just how challenging is it to game plan against
him? Yeah, Ben's done a great job. I don't know Ben well, but I've known him for a bit here. He worked for Daryl Bevel when he was a young QC in Detroit, so we can share Bev stories. That's a tough way to be raised in this business. But he's always admired the scheme in which they play. I think that he does a great job of marrying the run and the pass. And I think he's utilizing the personnel really well there in Chicago.
See, that's usually how it works when a coach knows another coach. And if Kevin Stefanski were to take just a little jab, you'd be like, oh,
yeah,
those guys remember right. each other when they were rooming together when they worked on the staff with Daryl Bevel.
Daryl Bevel, your offense mess. Daryl Bevel.
How many times was he in a folder for the Bears?
Oh, dude, innumerable times he was in somebody's folder. Usually mine.
Him and Jim Bob Cooter, right?
Jim Bob Cooter, sometimes wearing pants.
Yeah.
So look, Jim Schwartz is the defensive coordinator. He's good. And in that wide nine that you might remember from all those years
with
in
Detroit,
you bet. But he's got a history. He was in Philly for a couple years with TJ Edwards. He was in Tennessee for a couple years with Kevin Byard. And hell, Joe Tryon Shoyinka was there this season. So there's a lot of familiarity among the staff and the players for the Browns and the Bears Sunday at noon.
And he's a red ass, too. Like, he is just a consummate red ass coach.
Isn't he the one who said that they played till the echo of the whistle?
That is correct.
Didn't that originate with him?
And, well, I don't know if it originated with him.
In Dama Kung Su. I thought it did.
But because, I mean, college coaches have kind of said stuff like that for forever.
But in terms of the Lions.
But, yeah, he was He definitely likes to mix it up a little bit as a
finishing
coach.
Plays, like, you know, they say to the shadow of the whistle, he's kind of pushing and shoving after the fact.
It's fine. So that is the Browns. Shedeur Sanders played very well last week. We'll see if the Bears can make him not play very well. Now, let's take a look at the North. It's a very interesting weekend in the NFC North, and all of the weekends in the NFC North at the end of the season are going to be.
We gave it back. We had the North.
Yep. Now, Dan Weider will tell you that possession was not granted for the North, but I think that people can legitimately argue about that. The Bears not only had the North, they had the NFC speaks.
Yeah, we gave it back.
And then they gave it back.
Damn.
And that is different than what Ryan Pohl said. He said they were going to take it.
And never give it back.
And never give it back. And then they gave it back immediately.
Well, next Saturday looms. But
no, it does not, sir.
Turn the Page demands no traps.
Turn the Page industry would like to have a word with you. For
calling,
sure.
Calling me in. I didn't do what Sharon Moore did.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the Packers and the Lions have 325 games that are serious consequence games. The Packers are taking on the Broncos. They are at Denver. That's 325 kickoff. The Lions are at the Rams. The Trade Bowl gets to take place again at 325 out in L.A. Here's what Matt LaFleur, crank up your cram hole, LaFleur, had to say about Jordan Love's level of play recently.
but Jordan's near the top of all of them, behind, I think, just Stafford and Drake May. Is what you're seeing on tape backing up that he's playing like one of the best guys?
Yeah, he's definitely playing really good football right now. And that's obviously important, and it's going to be important moving forward because, like I mentioned, we got a hell of a test. I mean, this defense is for real. So one of the top defenses in the league.
You mentioned Denver's defense too. How do you think they've come together and with given the challenges coming up on Sunday?
How our O-line is?
Yeah.
I feel like they're getting better each and every week, and every week's a new challenge, and this is going to be one of the toughest challenges to date. I mean, aren't they on pace to break the all-time sack record? So, we're going to have our work cut out for us.
The Denver Broncos have won 10 straight games, and they are the one seed as of right now in the AFC with elite defense.
And they don't have to worry about the Chiefs winning the division. Now, maybe the Chiefs still get in as a wild card, but their reign as AFC West champions is now over.
Oh, the Denver Broncos!
Thank you. Thank you.
The Lions are at SoFi. Dan Campbell knows that Sean McVay knows, and he knows all the different ways that they're going to use the personnel and how challenging that can be.
You know, and I think McVay's always done a good job of putting players in the best position to have success, using the roster, the totality of it, as much as you can use your personnel. If you've got it, use it. And he does a great job with that. You got to win. You know, we had to win last year. That's the way it felt. You know, you never felt like you could take a breath last year. You're constantly trying to, you know, it was for something different, but yet you're trying to get the one seed. You're trying to get that home game. You're trying to get throughout the play, all this stuff. And now it's no different. It's just, we got to win. We need to win. You know, we're trying to get back to that spot. So all that matters is this one. Just like it was Dallas, man, we had to win that game. We had to find a way to win that game. And we did everything right. Not everything, but relative to that game and everybody doing their job, we did what we needed to do to win it. Played complimentary football. We got to do it again on the road versus the Rams. Very good team, playing at a very high level. So, and we got to play better. We got to play better to beat this team that we're getting ready to face. And we will. We can do that. We can play better. We will play better.
Ever since the Cowboys win for the Lions, it has felt like every single NFL slot has had a good game with playoff consequences. And I'll tell you what, after the Bears-Browns at noon on Sunday, the late shift has the games you mentioned, Lawrence, Packers-Broncos and the Lions and the Rams. And then at night, it's the Vikings and the Cowboys, an important game for the NFC. Maybe you didn't notice, but J.J. McCarthy had 3 touchdowns last week and no interceptions last week. They dominated Washington, and Kevin O'Connell this week opened up about the discussions he had with J.J. leading up to an excellent football game.
You know, there's a lot been made of fundamentals and technique, and those things, our job as coaches are to try to help players improve, and we've navigated through the season of watching him show improvement in areas of fundamentals and technique. But there's another layer to it with JJ of, in certain times of the season, you would get a response of, I thought this player was going to do that, speaking about a defensive player. Or, hey, I played with Mike Sanders still at Michigan. He's real instinctive. He might try to do that. Stop.
Yeah.
Just quiet your mind and let's not overthink anything other than what is my job on the play.
Wow.
And making good decisions. Every play there's a positive outcome, and you hold the cards to go finding that positive outcome. And it's amazing just what the calmness you're speaking of.
Yes.
Simply comes from stacking plays of doing your job and putting the ball in play to Minnesota Vikings players in space, whether it's a 2-yard gain or a 50-yard gain. They're all positive, and they all have a negative effect on the defense and allows me to continue calling the game within the sequencing of how we practiced on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday on into the game.
After the Lions game, okay, you win, and you get that alter ego thing in the locker room. And somebody asked me about it a couple of days after, and I'm like, the 9-bit sucks, okay? If he wants to go with it the rest of his career, go ahead. I don't like it. It's not who he is from the McCarthy that I've gotten to know. And I think that bubble burst too a little bit. You know
I think
what I mean?
The most, if you've learned anything about me, I think you would probably say I'm pretty normally the same guy just about every day.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of circumstance, I do believe.
Well, the whole building is since you got here. That's why I love this job now more than I ever have.
Well, I just think that, you know, what you better have confidence and you better have a comfort in who you are to be in certain roles. And I think being the starting quarterback of an NFL team is one of those things. All I've asked JJ to do is just be authentically himself. That's really all we've ever asked players playing that position. Whether you go back to Kirk Cousins in 2022 and people said, man, you know, who is this guy? It was just trying to allow these guys to be ultra comfortable in front of their teammates, in the huddle, you know, on the grass, in the meeting room, whatever you want to say. Part of helping guys reach their truest potential is helping them be themselves every single day. And I think at times, guys try to, you know, and maybe it is the moment. And if it's authentic in the moment, fire away. Let's have at it. But we don't need to exhaust any energy. Our jobs are hard enough already.
Thank you.
Trying to be somebody else or trying to play to some sort of persona, whatever it may be. Let's just go back to work, man. It comes down to some very simple principles of the Minnesota Vikings.
You know, he's really good and he's really smart and he always sounds better after a quarterback plays well. But it is also easy towards the end there, especially, Lawrence, to hear the shots he's taking at how JJ was trying to do it. Right. Don't you think so?
Yes, the idea of like not worrying about a persona. Yeah. Nine.
Just be you.
Just come in here and go to work,
JJ. Can we just keep it simple and just be authentic? Just be genuine in the meeting room, wherever you are. Just relax and be yourself.
Instead
of pretending you got Superman who's nine.
That's real stuff right there.
Yeah.
I'm glad that KOC felt comfortable enough to say that publicly.
Yeah.
And hopefully he said it privately.
I'm sure he did.
And JJ can accept that the way that it was meant, because I think it's meant to make him be a better quarterback.
That's a great job, as always, by Chris Tannehill to listen to stuff from the other coaches and figure out what we need to hear.
How about the thinking too much part? I know we got a break, but like remind you of it, what we were just talking about earlier this week.
Hey, man, you saw them both in the first week of the season. Didn't they look like the same kind of quarterback? But JJ was thinking a little less there towards the end. It's a whole thing. We here at Turn the Page Industries really appreciate everyone's efforts.
Next Friday, December 19th, join the score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl, previewing part two of Chicago versus Green Bay. Raheem Harris and Grody, they'll be broadcasting from 10 until 2, followed by our show from 2 until 6 that afternoon. We'll be joined by special guests and hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee as they show up and gear up for the huge matchup. I wonder which Packers jersey Rami's going to wear. That's next Friday, December 19th.
Is Coon going to be there?
That's right. Well, Alex might be.
I will be there, yes.
From 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. I like those people. They came out to the Brat Stop last year.
Yeah, they were fun.
Yes, go get yourself a Subaru from Kenosha Subaru.
They have chicken brats up there at the Brat Stop. They have chicken of any kinds. We're going to have Victory Chicken together with John Coon.
Yeah, I think you can get like they probably have a Munchies basket that you can get yourself there at the Brat Stop.
No, there's only one Munchie basket in Wisconsin.
And
come
where
on.
Is it? Where is it?
Rookies in Denmark.
Thank you.
That's right.
Shout out to you,
Rookies. See, they should be sponsoring your college football show that we're going to will to happen. That's what we're going to do. Let's take a break. When we come back, what are the Cubs doing or not doing? What's up with the White Sox getting the number one pick? Evidently. We are going to talk with Bruce Levine about all things baseball next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Who's your favorite rock star?
Your Prince Morris.
Bruce.
Prince.
Bruce.
Bruce Levine.
Just had a text from Bruce Levine.
Hi, Bruce.
Noted baseball aficionado, been around town for a long time.
Score Baseball Insider.
Good ballplayers come in all shapes and sizes in baseball, right? Your shape and size hasn't been all that popular these days, but it's pretty effective.
What are you saying, Bruce?
Exactly what I said, yeah.
I like my shape.
Covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Get a gallon.
I think for Zach, it's high quality, never crude, always refined, and when you pull up to the pitching pump, a gallon is always premium.
Bruce Levine with Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys know this because you have people like myself.
On 670 The Score.
Bruce is down at the winter meetings in Orlando, so we were like, we should probably call him and find out what's going on with the baseball teams and baseball overall. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, guys. You know what? I've been covering the winter meetings for the last 36 years, and I've never seen a winter meetings where there wasn't even a whisper about trades. It's all been free agents. Some big free agents have signed here, but there are a lot of teams are caught in between the free agent market and making deals, and they're a little confused as to where to go right now.
That's interesting. A lot of people, it seems like, targeting the guy they want and making it happen. That's kind of added to my antsiness about the Cubs not quite doing that yet. Do you think they're trying to be aggressive like some of these other teams have been?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think they can afford to be passive. If you look at their pitching and their minor league pitching and trying to fortify a pitching staff that's not sure when Justin Steele will be back, a little bit shaky about Imanaga and the way he finished last year. You know, you have Cade Horton coming back from the injury on the rib cage. He should be 100%, but I don't think they feel it's a slam dunk that they have depth. And certainly their bullpen, they're in need of three bullpen guys. I don't know if you get that through trade or free agency. But, you know, again, I think they will be spending money, and I think they'll be aggressive in the trade market. The only thing I'll ask you guys is if you're going in the trade market again, you're going after Mackenzie Gore of Washington, you're going after either Cabrera or Alcantara with the Miami Marlins, do you have enough inventory, young inventory players of your own to get back a player or a pitcher like that? I'm not quite sure that they have the pitching inventory to return to another team to get a top-flight pitcher.
Bruce, I know what George reported. I heard what Craig said. What do you think is true about when Justin Steele might pitch for the Cubs?
I don't think they know for sure. You know, I mean, when, you know, George reported in September, and yesterday when I asked, you know, Craig about when they think he'll be turned, he said, well, definitely not opening day. He said, but, you know, we feel comfortable it's going to be in the first half of the season. So that's a lot of territory. You know, you're going through first half of the season can be April, May, June. You know, if something goes wrong, you know, if there's a hiccup, maybe George ends up being right. From all indications, he's throwing. He's not re-injured. He hasn't had any, you know, setback that we know of. And they're not talking about it. So you hope he is. But again, an injured pitcher coming back from a elbow problem. The other part that we're not talking about is, okay, he's back. How many innings can he throw coming back from elbow surgery? You know, and is he a viable 5 or 6 inning pitcher every 5 days?
Yeah, you know, as long as he is worked back to a good version of himself by August, September, October, ideally, you know, I'll probably end up feeling okay about it. But that means you really got to get this other starting pitcher that they're targeting, whoever that is. I want it to be Michael King because I feel like his stuff could merit a start at the beginning of a playoff series or like 4 or 5 innings of bulk in a really high leverage playoff series, that kind of thing. Who else beyond Michael King that they're talking to has stuff that could be that good? Does Tatsuya Imai's stuff profile to be that good?
I think they think so, yes. Just depends on, you know, what Boris feels he has to get for him. You know, Gallen's stuff is outstanding. He doesn't have great velo, but the Cubs have shown a propensity to not worry about velo as much as strikeouts, right? So, you know, getting Phil Maton as a bullpen guy, he throws 90, 91, but his strikeout, you know, I think he's 29%, maybe higher last year, strikeout guy. They don't care about velocity as much as spin rate and the ability to strike people out. So they, you know, they're looking at different variables of strikeout pitchers. I think we can all agree that they need a strikeout pitcher. If you're going after a starting pitcher, you need somebody that can strike people out. They don't need another contact guy in their rotation.
Bruce, how do you think a possible work stoppage changes the way that the winter meetings works or doesn't work this time?
Well, that's a really good question because we don't know about long-term contracts for guys that aren't superstars. From, like, you know, you saw the 5 years for Schwarber, you saw the 5 years for Alonso today. These are pretty much guaranteed 35 to 45 home run guys, but you know, the rest of the markets, we don't know, you know, if there are any 6, 7, 8 year deals. Like the, I think the thing that I find the most strange about this offseason is that the predictions of Kyle Tucker getting a 7 or 8 year deal for, or a 10 year deal, first reported by Jim Bowden for an average of $40 million a year. I mean, come on. He's a good player, but he's not a number one player. He's not a superstar. You're not paying him $40 million a year, and you're not doing it for 10 years. So just because the market has these players in it doesn't make it a great market. I think it's an average marketplace right now. Cubs are going to have to play in the pitching part of it, both in starters and relievers. I think they've done their due diligence at these meetings, texting and emailing each other. Hoyer admitted the other day they don't have very many meetings anymore at these winter meetings. They do most everything by text and by email.
So John Heyman just tweeted a couple of moments ago, Bruce, that the Red Sox and the Cubs were the other teams that met with Pete Alonso in Orlando on Tuesday night. He was never spotted by media as he went through a side entrance and used a service elevator. That surprises me that the Cubs met with Pete Alonso. I didn't think they'd be in on a guy like him or a guy like Schwarber. As much as that hurts and is sad to consider.
Yeah, I'm already kind of sick of the...
What do we mean by in on, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's like Devin Williams. I reported this morning on Mullion Haw that the Cubs had a three-year offer for Devin Williams before he signed a three-year deal with the Mets for $51 million. But it wasn't for $51 million. His preference... according to some agent sources, is that he wanted to go to the Cubs, but they didn't approach $51 million. And frankly, for Devin Williams, I don't think I'd be approaching 3 years and $51 million for him either.
Well, that's really interesting because the bullpen, God, I wish they'd been able to re-sign Brad Keller, like even during the year, but maybe he didn't want to. I don't know if he wants to be a starter.
Gone yet. I mean, there's still possibilities. Him, Theobar, Pomerantz, they could all be back. I mean, if they believe in those guys and they believe in the money that they're asking for, you know, they all had sensational years. I think the one thing that's interesting, guys, is that, you know, the Cubs have a great pitching lab. They have great pitching people. But I don't think they're arrogant enough to think that they could go into next year and get three unknown bullpen guys, and they all could have star years in the bullpen like those three had.
Yeah, okay? Is there a chance that they're in on Suarez or any of the other big-time relievers?
I mean, you would hope they would be. But again, after Diaz gets $23 million a year, I'll say that again, a closer getting $23 million a year, what is Suarez going to expect to get?
At least that. I mean, well, maybe
not. I mean,
Diaz 20, is, 18, 20, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, but times what?
Three.
You know, again, so.
Yeah, three at 54, something like that, three at 54.
We're walking around the issue, and the issue is the Cubs do have probably $55 million, $45 to $55 million to spend. But you can spend it real fast on bullpens these days, right? 25% of your payroll. With the way bullpen pitchers are paid right now, can be, you know, going to relief pitchers. So with that in mind, they have more money to spend, but it takes a lot more money to play poker right now.
What's it been like talking to White Sox people after them picking up the number one pick?
They really felt they won the lottery more ways than one. You know, because, you know, talking to Chris Getz, it's just a feel-good moment for the fan base, for the young executives of the White Sox, that they can look forward to picking, you know, ideally right at the top, the best player, and you hopefully the next player out of UCLA is the next Bobby Witt. You know, that's what you hope for. Not all 1-1s work out. The White Sox have had two in their history. One worked out really well. In
Harold Baines.
Yeah, the other one, Danny Goodwin, didn't quite work out for them. But, you know, again, when you have 1-1, tongue in cheek, you have to hit a home run, right? So hopefully they're going to get this right. I know, you know, to be sarcastic or to be negative about the White Sox, I think you have, or anybody has a right to be, because of what White Sox Nation has been going through. But this is a feel-good moment, you know. So I hope they use this time here over the next couple months to make sure they get it right and move on from there. Certainly White Sox fans are entitled.
Bruce, you've been doing great work down there. Is that a fire alarm behind you or a set of crickets? What's going on?
Oh, no, I'm at Disney World. You know, I'm on...
Is that Jiminy Cricket himself?
Right. It's a small world, after all.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Good can take that in a lot of ways, can't I? It's just at the airport, Southwest Terminal. Everybody's having a good time here. So
yeah,
it sounds like
no, but I mean, in closing out, you know, the White Sox are going to be waiting. You know, again, I asked Chris Getz again for the 8,000th time about Louis Robert before he walked out of these meetings here this afternoon. And he said, look, the same response was, we expect Luis Robert to be our center fielder and be with us in 2026. I don't, okay? And I hope for them and White Sox fans that he's traded, because God knows he still has a lot of talent. We haven't seen it as far as the offense goes over the last few years. He gets hurt at least two or three times a year. You know, please let Louis go somewhere else and bring in two or three players that might be able to help you. I think that's the goal.
Thank you, Bruce.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Okay?
All right. Safe travels. Appreciate you.
That's right. With all those alarms going off, we don't want anything to happen to Bruce.
I like to think of it as an army of crickets that was back there just kind of marching through the airport, getting ready to go.
It was my favorite Bjork song.
There's lots of good stuff in there from Bruce. The fact that Devin Williams might have wanted to actually be a Cub, but they didn't pay him enough, didn't offer him enough. I don't know if I'm upset about that. Devin Williams was not up to the task as Yankees closer. He folded under the pressure there.
I don't like the narrative that's already starting to form. Well, the Cubs were in on this guy.
I know.
And they were in on that guy.
Every once in a while, it's true.
And they were secretly in on that guy.
I hear you. The Orioles were clearly in on Kyle Schwarber since they went out and got Pete Alonso for almost the same exact money the very next day. That one was true. You know what wasn't true, by the way? The Reds. Dude, the Reds just so clearly floated phony interest on Kyle Schwarber.
Well, you know he could come on home.
Uh-huh. And then they immediately pivoted to, we're not going to go after anybody. They said that publicly. We're not going to do any other free agents. We just liked him because we thought he might boost ticket sales, but we're done.
There's so many terrible franchises out there.
Oh, dude, there's a big pile of bad out there.
Let's talk some football.
That's better.
Let's get back to, I don't know.
Consider the itch scratched.
I don't know, considering the subject matter of the next, Kyler needs to make an impression on Ben at some point, right?
Has he met him now?
I don't know. We'll find out next here on the school.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This Bears defense, what they do best is turn the ball over. They lead the league in creating turnovers. That's why they're good. But they were dealt a big blow in pregame warmups. Kyler Gordon, their star nickel, who came back last week from a groin injury, injured his groin. He's out for the game, so that hurts.
That definitely hurts him, but they've basically been playing without him most of the season, and I think this defense has really grown together since week one. The last 3 weeks, they've really limited the explosive plays, and they, like you said, KB, the best team in the league in takeaways. They've been relying on taking the ball off the offense all season long.
He is a very important cog, we thought, to the Bears defense, but he hasn't really played, and so it's makes it uncomfortable kind of talking about him. And then there's the game last week where he could have been so important because he has the inside and outside skills. And let's just say that it ends up being him. And maybe what Matt Bowen said was right. DA just got caught in some of those man situations. But you'd rather have Kyler instead of C.J. Gardner-Johnson in those situations. It's not a slight on C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He's probably more safety than corner, and Kyler's a little bit more corner than safety, and both of those guys can intermix in those spaces.
Yeah, but Kyler is a special flexible tool who you can use as an outside corner and obviously as a nickel, and he's fast enough to run with Christian Watson, which CJ is not. And yeah, Dennis Allen didn't have a lot of time to react and kind of deal with it. You picked up on the way that Ben Johnson talked about Kyler, you know, several weeks ago when he said, well, you know,
I haven't been around Kyler a whole lot yet. You know, he's been dinged up, and so I can't speak to that.
So that was the first thing. And then the other day he said something about, like, I don't really know him, you know, like I'm not really sure in terms of actually knowing the guy. Then Alex, you heard yet another thing, right? Is this from yesterday? And you were like, guys, we need to, or is
it from today? Yes.
From today. So tell us, this is more, this is Ben Johnson, not,
this is Ben Johnson, being asked, about his, the near future this year with Kyler Gordon.
To be determined. I haven't heard over the last couple of days, just the extent of it. But, you know, coming out of that one, it didn't look very good.
Oh,
that's it, huh?
Well, that's too bad.
It really is.
Because you think about it, like, you have an injury. I guess theoretically, you know what? Let's not put it in the that's too bad category yet. Because we expect that the Bears are going to be playing playoff football, right?
What kind of mayor of Worrytown are you?
I mean, that's trying to get reelected.
So you start like blowing smoke, and then you worry once you get the gig.
You start reaching across the aisle.
Worrying is down in Worrytown.
Yeah.
This is not the mayor speaking.
You got to reach across the aisle a little bit.
Man.
So let's farm.
What kind of craven political aspirations does the mayor of Worrytown have?
Let's farm in a little bit of hope. Hopeville is right down the street.
You never know when they might get annexed.
I used to live there.
You
no,
did.
No, we're crossing the aisle. We're going to cross the aisle. There is going to be no aisle. Okay, we're going to go like this. And the same thing with our football team.
Wait, what?
There's going to be no aisle. That freaking guy.
But if you have aspirations of the Bears playing playoff football, then we don't have to like put a fork in Kyler coming back. You can give him his 3 weeks to get ready, and then when you need him, when Amon-Ra is healthy, and
I gotta say, it just doesn't sound honest coming out of you.
What?
It just doesn't. You know, it's against your nature.
I like things.
You like things that are great. You do. I like things that are great. Things are fantastic. Okay,
they really are. That's what I heard from a very famous singer.
He really does. No, I mean, I appreciate that. Yeah, maybe. No, I don't think you can. I don't think Ben's counting on Kyler Gordon.
I don't think he is. All I'm saying is that it might be a bonus later on. I don't think that the Bears should count on Kyler Gordon for the next four games. But the idea that maybe he's available at the end and maybe he's available for you in a playoff situation,
that would be nice.
That would be really nice.
Yeah, that'd be really, really
because
nice.
Because then everything...
You know, it would be nice, a playoff situation.
It would. That would be great.
Yeah. I think it's going to happen.
I haven't even... Here's how bad of a mayor of Worrytown I am.
Okay.
I haven't booked a Bears postseason vacation yet.
Yeah, the mayor of Worrytown I know would have been locked and loaded.
Monday morning on a flight to Phoenix.
For a January vacation?
I have not booked one yet.
Interesting.
And there's a part of me that's like, should I just go ahead and buy a flight to Santa Clara?
Whoa! Dude. You know how many jokes I've gotten like that in text threads? My boy Kurt Morrison. He was like, I am pressing purchase on the Airbnb for Santa Clara. Like, you know, at certain specific moments of the game. He's like, I am doing it. I am pressing purchase. That's ridiculous. You. The craven political aspirations of the mayor of Worrytown.
You gotta reach across the aisle. What happened in Florida last night?
There is no
aisle. Things can change. And you don't want to be caught behind the wave. You want to be riding the wave.
Mm-hmm. Less people in Worrytown have been worrying than ever before since I took over.
I just got a petition on my desk to change the name of Worrytown.
Oh, of course you did. The Gulf of America. It's got to be called
all the maps.
Yeah, it's going to be called America Town now.
Damn right. I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. Okay. Mark Grody's got a Bears hit for us, too. I only did that because we had a text yesterday that goes, you idiots put that song in my head all day. Well, great. Now it's back there for you.
You know, let me suggest, listen to Lee Hazelwood. Not Lee Greenwood, Lee Hazelwood. You'll all be better off.
Grody's got a Bears hit. Two words next on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.